Hello, everybody out there in internet radio land. This is Blake Booby. Welcome to my show, Spirits of the Universe. How are you? I was just talking with Doug, and apparently there's this news that's out, a bombshell about the FBI covering up some information. In other words, not wanting people to know certain things or not wanting people to see certain things. And it kind of reminded me of what I was just watching on television. Have you ever heard of the NBA basketball player by the name of Allen Iverson? He used to play for the Philadelphia 76ers. Well, I just watched the show, and when he was in high school, before he even graduated from high school, he was convicted of a crime he really didn't commit, to tell you the truth, and was put in jail. And that almost ruined his career. And what happened is what usually happens to a lot of black people. They're wrongly convicted because of their rapes. So I see that happen all the time, especially now what's going on with Black Lives Matter, with George Floyd. Now I am even more convinced that what they're doing is right. You know, we really need to stand up for the way that black people are being mistreated and have been mistreated throughout the years. Allen Iverson, fortunately, he salvaged his life and was in the NBA and did great things in the NBA, was a scoring champion 4 times and All-Star 11 times. He didn't win a championship, unfortunately. I'm sorry for that. But he almost didn't make it to the NBA because he was wrongly convicted because of the color of his skin. Is the truth. And it makes me think there's a lot of prejudiced people out there, you know? And what Doug was saying about the FBI, we've got a lot of changes we need to make as a civilization so that everybody can be treated equally and things are transparent. We can know the truth of matters, and especially with the UFO and extraterrestrials cover-up, you know? There are people who are dictating what we can and can't see. Personally, I think that the world would be a better place if we knew there was life out there, beyond a shadow of a doubt that there is life out there. It would change things around, I feel, 180 degrees. It would be so advantageous in the next step of our evolution, and now we're stuck in a rut, in a pandemic on top of that. And things are very dangerous right now, suffice it to say. But I want to try to focus on more positive things to say in my show. And I've got to talk about something else, and then I'm going to do something different on my radio show. I'm going to sing you some songs, but a cappella. And I'll talk more about that. But first, I wanted to discuss angels in our lives. My friends, they're out there. Everybody has at least one angel watching over them, but we can't see them because they're in the spiritual realm that we can't be a part of because of our 5 senses. You know, we're in this material world. We're living our lives in accordance with a plan. It's almost like the Truman Show in a way, you know, with Jim Carrey. Have you ever seen that? This is a very beautiful, fascinating, interesting, amazing, manufactured reality that we're living in. Even darkness, the night sky, is not real. It's manufactured by God. Dark energy, dark matter, my friends. Why? And the power of God, and we also tell you something about the power of the Creator to be able to rotate a planet at 600 miles an hour. So that planet will get an equal amount of daylight and darkness. It's to teach us that we as spirits who come from a pre-existence are born into this little tiny point of conception when a female's ovary egg and a male sperm unite to create a human being like what you are today is an amazing, awesome thing. We don't give it much thought. We were in our mother's wombs for 9 months, my friends. And even before that, we were the size of a pinhead. Isn't that like a miracle how we grew to be where we are today? And that we could die at any time. Tomorrow is not guaranteed for any of us, especially when we head out there on the roads. I heard a story today when I was heading out to go and work out on the track this morning about a husband and wife who were driving down a freeway. And a drunk driver was driving the wrong way and hit them head on. And their car had the engine pushed up right almost on them, on top of them. And the car caught on fire. The man was on fire. And he was pulled from the wreckage by some, thank God, people who had stopped and came back to rescue them. And the wife, as she recalls, and it's on the internet, and in fact, they have a book called Angels in the Fire. Check that out, Angels in the Fire. She was praying. She had seen what happened to her husband. He survived, but he was on fire. His face, they both received multiple fractures and burns over their body. And she said she prayed. And she was praying for God to rescue her. She didn't want to die being burned to death. She wanted to see her daughter again to help her grow up. The next thing she knows, people said they saw a man, what looked like a man, but he had a kind of special glow about him, come out of the woods next to where the crash was. And he walked over to her side of the car and pulled her out. And she recalls only that she was being pulled from the wreckage and taken farther away to where she was safe. And he called her by her first name. There's no way that he could have known her first name. Her purse had burned up, and he didn't know them. And so, my friends, I was wondering, why is it that we can't believe something like that? And especially, you know, what these people go through afterwards. They're in the hospital for months, several months, recovering from the fractures and the burns on their body, and it changes their life forever. Why would they make something like that up? And who saved that woman? No one can say that it was anyone other than that being that they seen, who, after he dropped her off on the grass, he disappeared back into the woods where he came from. But before he did, apparently he was pretty close to where her husband was, and her husband remembers specifically him locking eyes with this angel, obviously, and he deliberately said to him, take care of Tracy. There's another example where he called his wife by her name. There's no way he could have known her name. Well, perhaps he could have asked her while he was saving her, but I don't think so. Why is it so hard for us to understand that, you know? Why do we need it to happen to us before we believe in angels? There's a good chance, my friends, for us to bridge the gap between belief and knowledge by knowing that there's angels to our left and to our right, and they're out there, and they're ready to help us. Another thing, too, I forgot to mention, there was when people came upon the scene of an accident, they had to break the glass to get the guy out, and they were trying as hard as they could, because it was a pretty bad accident, a horrific accident, and they were trapped in there pretty good. And so they had to break the glass on the driver's side window to get the man out. of course, with the angel getting the wife out, I'm not sure how he did that, but angels can make things happen, apparently, where they defy the laws of material reality, so to speak. So anyway, there were people, once they got there, they were praying out loud fervently, and that's what makes a difference. And so if you ever should come upon the scene of an accident, I'll do the same in the future. Remember to say your prayers, because it's very possible that angels can intervene, and it might be you in that accident. It might be me. God forbid, right? But we need to believe, my friends. We need to bridge that gap between belief and knowledge. We need to say, I don't need it to happen to me for me to believe, right? I don't need it to happen to me for me to believe. I don't need it to happen to me for me to believe. I can learn from other people. I know they're not just making it up, because accidents happen. Accidents do happen. Cars catch on fire. Cars crash. People do receive multiple fractures. People are burned. People recover in hospital for several months. You have to believe that. Then you will believe that there are angels. Right? So, if you're interested in learning more about angels, check out the internet. There's hundreds of stories. I was listening to one, you can read about them too. In Crawford, Texas, I don't know how many years ago, there was a three-car accident. All of the people in that accident, it was very serious too, were rescued by angels. It's true. They're out there. As sure as you are real, you can die. You have a heart in your body. You could be visited by an angel also. I try to put that in a user-friendly way. You know, I don't mean to offend anybody. So, moving on to the next subject. One thing I've been practicing for over 10 years now, and that's a cappella singing. I think I mentioned on the previous show, you put a microphone in my hand, and I am a karaoke king. I'm one of them. Maybe not the only one, or maybe there's people that are better than I am, but I know I've memorized at least a couple hundred songs, you know? It's not too hard over the course of a few years, you know? I really started back in 2012, and you learn a song, then you learn another, and another, and another, and so it adds up, you know. You get over 100, and you have to keep practicing them. But it's hard to sing with music, especially using a microphone, too, because ultimately, and I've mentioned this before, the best way to practicing is to use both your hands, to have hands free. So really, microphones, although, I mean, they hurt me. Personally speaking, I don't feel 100% after I've used the microphone. There's something about it that makes me feel like, well, I wasn't using my full capacity to sing a song. And the reason is because you need both hands. One hand is holding a microphone, and you can't do that. Now, I'm sorry to burst the bubble, and with all due respect, this is just my opinion, but I am someone who experiments a lot on things and finds out what doesn't work for me. I am committed to that. I am doomed, if not to be, I say that in a good way. I am kind of, that's my, one of my missions in life is to experiment and determine the best way of doing things. I'll try something, and then if it works, I'll keep trying it. If it doesn't, then I stop. I'm not afraid of making changes in my life. And I've got so many different facets to my life that I have tried different things, whether it's sleeping or taking showers or exercising, eating, whatever, you know. It's all about doing the right thing. As human beings on a road, on a quest to perfect ourselves so we can be more godlike, what I believe in, we do need to find the right way of doing things. So it seems, I feel, now I know there's a lot of other people, especially some really great singers out there that have sung more songs than I have over the years, but I have sung quite a few myself since 2012. I joined a gospel choir at the chapel on Lackland Air Force Base, Freedom Chapel, and I've not over the last few months because of the pandemic, I haven't been going to choir practice. We haven't been going to church on Sundays. They've got a Facebook live streaming every Sunday at 12:30, the gospel service. But for many, many years, we sang all the time. And then I had my karaoke songs on the side. I would go to the Wounded Warriors and sing for them. There were times I even sang without a microphone. I just sang a cappella. And I liked doing that. I thought that was so cool. But then they got some complaints. Why isn't he using any music? Well, let me tell you about a cappella. It has some benefits. Now, if you can do both a cappella and sing songs like with a band or with karaoke music, then all the more power to you, you know. It just means that you're probably stronger than me. I'm 66. I just turned 66. Happy birthday to me last Sunday. Yes, I'm going to start collecting my Social Security now. Thank God. But being 66 years old and having some disabilities, you know, I was in the Army 22 years, and it was a good life, but it could be hard at times, you know, especially doing the physical training, the sit-ups, the push-ups, the road marches, being in the infantry for 4 years, jumping off the tracks, you know, jumping back on them. And so my back feels pretty good, but I've got a condition known as spondylolisthesis and spondylolisthesis from an old hyperextension injury before I joined the Army. But they said it was aggravated, so I get disability for it. And it was caused by a hyperextension injury. I think I know what it was. Slipping on ice, being born and raised in Canada. I remember a few times in my life over the years when I fell backwards in order to break my fall, I stuck out my right elbow and I heard it jamming in my neck and also my back. And I found out in 1997 that I fractured my spine and my fourth and fifth lumbar vertebrae were misaligned. So I get disability from my back, but I've been doing things to help alleviate the pain. And sleeping without a pillow is one way of doing it. You know, it works for me. My last 7 years in the Army, from 1997 to 2004, I slept without a pillow. Check it out on the Internet. They say it's a good way of avoiding any neck and back pain. If you have neck and back pain when you wake up in the morning, you might want to consider that. But as I've said before, don't do anything I say unless you check with the doctor first, because I don't want a lawsuit against me, right? Just in case, I'll tell you that. But we just got a sleep number bed last week, and so I've been sleeping without a pillow. Not all the time. It seems to me, and I've got sleep apnea, and I'm still working on getting a CPAP, although I really don't want to use one because I just can't stand the idea. I don't like the idea of having a machine breathe for me at nighttime. There's something wrong with that. Like maybe it's my fault for doing something I shouldn't be doing or not doing something I should be doing. If you know what I mean. They're supposed to have gotten back to me with me by now, but they haven't. But I haven't called them because I'm hesitant to use the CPAP. But suffice it to say, when I sleep on my side, I get these sleep apnea episodes. I had one the other day where I felt like I was dying. Oh, my God. It is a horrific feeling. But when I sleep without a pillow, I hardly have them at all. Now, it's up to you. You're a God in making. You know, I love you. God loves you. So, and you might be young, old, whatever age you are, you can do what you want to do. You know, I'm just saying it works for me. I'm not judging you. I'm just saying. You know, it might be able to help you. Maybe not. And showers, when you talk about showers, now you might think it's funny, but you can check out on the internet where it says the benefits of cold showers. I've been taking cold showers now for years, on and off. I'd say about the last several years, the amount of cold showers I've taken, I mean, even in the wintertime, you know, when it's really cold outside, about 96-97% of the time. My mother always told me, my mother, she died at 81, and she had just a few gray hairs in her head. She said, Blake, there's one thing you got to do when you shampoo your hair. That is to rinse it out well, rinse it out with cool water. And so the science of that is cold water or cool water washes off the soap better than warm or hot water. And you know that. You know, the hot water dries the skin and the hair. Not only that, but cold water will help your circulation. It'll help your breathing. It'll help your immune system. It'll help your testosterone or your libido. There's many benefits. Remember Katharine Hepburn, the Hollywood actress? Well, she was a firm, check it out on the internet, she was a firm believer in cold baths and cold showers. And she was a full-time Academy Award winner, Oscar winner. She lived to be some 90 years old, 90-something. She came down with Parkinson's disease in her later years, but she was an amazing actress. And now let me transition to another thought from there. Actors, famous actors and actresses in Hollywood, famous actors and actresses, from my study, my research, most of them know how to sing. Now, isn't that something? Isn't that an interesting thought? They are really good singers. You take maybe Tom Cruise or Tom Hanks or other actresses. Help me out here. Well, Katharine Hepburn, for one. But now modern actresses. I'm trying to think of a famous female actress nowadays, Meg Ryan. Another male actor, Mark Wahlberg. Well, you remember the movie Rockstar, you know, case in point. But so what can we learn from practicing a cappella singing? Well, for one thing, it strengthens the voice. And for another thing, unlike if you're singing to music, whether it's in a band or karaoke music, you can take your time and breathe. Breathe at your own pace instead of breathing to the song. That's one thing I think has aggravated my sleep apnea over the months, over the years, actually. So now I've gotten back to singing a cappella songs, and my repertoire, as I mentioned, pretty large. Over 150 songs include the gospel songs, close to the 200, actually. And all of these songs that I've learned are geared towards the wounded warriors who I used to go and entertain. It's been since February because of the pandemic. But I would go over there and sing these songs, and they got to do with God, nature, love, you know, issues that they're working through. They'd be having an affair with somebody, suicide, thoughts of suicide. Which, by the way, no one should do. If you want to make God angry, go ahead and commit suicide. You'll find out. And if you think it's bad here on Earth, where you go after you commit suicide is 10 times as worse. Check it out on the internet. Read this book, Beyond the Darkness, by Angie Fenimore. It's a good thing that my show is getting archived so that people can go back and check this information. I'm telling you. This is what I've learned from other people, and you can learn also by me telling you this, okay? So I want to sing some songs. Heaven. The first song I'm going to sing is about heaven. It's called Stairway to Heaven by Led Zeppelin. I've sung it with music at the Wounded Warriors several times, and when I first sang it, I would be so nervous, you know, because it's not an easy subject to talk about. when you're in like layman groups of people, so to speak, you know, who aren't really religious or spiritual in any particular way. But heaven, I was learning more about it today. When you go there, and as I've mentioned on previous shows, the spirit in your body is what goes there. You leave your physical body behind, right? Pretty much everyone knows that. When your body, your spiritual body, your spirit, your astral body is made out of light energy, and it shines. The object of this life, my friends, if you learn any one single thing, learn this, please. One of the objects of being here on planet Earth is for us to increase our light of our spirit. And we can do that just like a light bulb. I mentioned this in other shows. So you came to Earth, you were born as a baby. Now you're a big baby. I'm just kidding. I'm a big baby too. But you want to increase your light from a 20 watt to a 60 watt or maybe even a 100 watt bulb. So when you leave here and you go to heaven, you say, hey, look at me. I'm shining bright like the sun. Isn't that cool? But when you come up in front of the Mother and Father God, you're going to be blown away by just how brilliant they shine. In fact, they might shine, they'll shine so bright, brighter than the sun in front of you, that you won't be able to look at them. It'll be so powerful and washing over you in almost like a physical way. This glory and its brilliance will knock you down to the ground, and I mean it. Therefore, it behooves each and every one of us to increase our light. Am I getting through to you? Do you understand what I mean? I'm not talking about religion. I'm talking about spirituality, increasing the light of your spirit, going from a 20 to a 100 watt bulb, baby. So when you die on that one day in the future, hopefully in the distant future, you will have increased your light and you'll get to heaven and say, I made some progress. I went to Earth and I increased my light. And how do you do that, my friends? Acts of kindness, loving your neighbor, praying for other people. And I see so much goodness all around me. I see you co-creator gods in the making, just like me out there. I see all the good things you're doing, the decent things. But yes, there's some bad, I don't even want to use the word evil, people out there also. And there's a lot of people going to hell. Yeah, hell is a reality. It's like a jail, God's jail. But this is Blake Ruby speaking. Take it from me. Now, I've done a lot of research on this. It is not for eternity. It's just temporary punishment. And if anyone tells you otherwise, then they're a mean person. They're just mean. They're unforgiving. They're not loving. Because why would a loving mother and father condemn a child to an eternity of pain and suffering because they were disobedient? We don't even do that to our children here on earth. How much more are our mother and father in heaven loving them, us here? Am I right? Isn't that logical? So you can't change logic. You can't get around logic, my friends out there who might be of a different persuasion than me when it comes to that. There is no eternal damnation. Sorry to burst your bubble. No, 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 no. So, but do people go to hell? Yes, they do. It's rehabilitation, if you will. And it's not pleasant. There's a lot of crying and wailing, just like it says in the Bible, gnashing of teeth. And it smells putrid there, and there's flames, and people, they have flesh, but there's no blood kind of thing. I learned that today. I hadn't thought of that before. Some people eat their own flesh and then vomit it back up. And then there's creatures going around and inflicting bites, snakes slithering around everywhere, spiders, and the demons that are there that keep everybody in line. Very, very, very nasty demons with not much mercy in their eyes, if you know what I mean. There's no love. There's no hope. Well, there is hope. There is no light because it's like in the center of the earth, you know. There's lots of lava there. Fire from lava, and people that, like the Bible says, who are floating, swimming in seas of oceans, lakes, ponds of lava, screaming. That fire burns them, and they can feel the pain, but they survive. Just like people that eat their own flesh, it grows back on their bodies. It's just an amazing thing. That's hell. I didn't mean to turn you off. I was talking about heaven, but the reality is they're both there, heaven and hell. Life is like that, right? So when you get to heaven, though, I'm sorry to get sidetracked there. Heaven is on the sun because it's a world of fire. Imagine that, a fire in the sky. But it's actually in outer space. It's an amazing thing. A world that's at the center of our solar system that heats and provides light to 9 planets and moons. Different. I don't know how many moons there are in our solar system. And also the energy from the sun rotates and revolves them around itself. So it's not too hard to understand that since we are spirits made of light energy, that we can exist in fire, whether it's the fire from the sun or the fire beneath the surface of the earth, any kind of fire, even a match. Anyway, so when we get there, you'll notice that it's a very, if you look inside the sun, and you can't look at it because it's so bright, just like I was telling about Mother and Father God. And I don't recommend you try to look in the sun because you'll hurt your eyes, you know. It's very dangerous to look at the sun with unprotected eyes. My point is, it is so bright. And it's a world kind of like this, whereas Earth is made of physical matter, on the sun it's spiritual matter. All physical matter comes from spiritual matter. And so we have mountains, you have valleys, oceans, seas, rivers, lakes, the river of life, you've got trees, you've got fields of green grass, you've got fields of wheat, you've got all kinds of vegetables growing, you've got the trees of life and 12 different types of fruit, and you've got people, of course, people and angels, angels everywhere, chariots driving people everywhere. Music is in the air. Music is everywhere. Everyone's singing in harmony. All these saints, people redeemed, people wearing garments of white. Clean, the more pure, clean, white they are, the pure they were from their last life, you know. All the good things that you do on this life are going to be reflected in the robes that you wear in heaven. Now, it's possible you could have a robe that's kind of dirty, still be in heaven. But the whiter, the cleaner, the whiter, the more spiritual you are, the more spiritually developed you are. But one of the most amazing things about heaven, I think, that we're going to see is people from all walks of life, from all cultures, all eras on earth are going to be there. Famous people you've heard about, read about over the years, they haven't reincarnated. Now, I've talked about this on the last show. I talked about this and on previous shows, but I just can't stress. It's a subject that is really relevant, you know, when we want to think about our future, where we're going to go. We need to plan ahead. We need to envision what it's going to be like so that we can increase our light now. That will help increase our light. So what I'm telling you is beneficial for you, beneficial for me, because I'm imparting my knowledge to you about heaven. And there's all kinds of activities there. There's musical concerts. There are lectures, people. You could be a famous lecturer yourself if you want to, if you have a passion about what you believe in is true, what you believe in is right. But there's so many people up there from all walks of life in our past. Martin Luther King, Billy Graham, famous people. There's thousands of them. I'm just not going to rattle some names off now. But you know what I'm talking about. Not only Christians, but also Muslims. Religion. There is no religion in heaven. That's a fact, because there's only one truth, and that's universal love, universal truth. There is no money in heaven. There's no reason to compete. When you have all the different religions here on earth, you know something's wrong, because they all can't be claiming to know the truth, right? Anyway, how am I doing on time here? 6:37. Oh, man. Time flies in my show. Anyway, I want to sing some acapella songs. Let me take a drink of water. Just want to Stairway to Heaven by Led Zeppelin. Beautiful song made back in, I think, 79. I'm not sure. It was in the 70s. But anyway, it goes like this. There's a lady who's sure all that glitters is gold, and she's buying a stairway to heaven. When she gets there, she knows if the stores are all closed, with a word she can get what she came for. Ooh, and she's buying a stairway to heaven. There's a sign on the wall, but she wants to be sure, 'cause you know sometimes words have two meanings. In a tree by the brook, there's a songbird who sings. Sometimes all of our thoughts are misgiven. Ooh, it makes me wonder. Ooh, makes me wonder. There's a feeling I get when I look to the west, and my spirit is crying for leaving. Hold on just a minute. I think our power went off. Oh, wow. The fan stopped turning here, and the power went off. I don't know how long it's been off for, but I'll keep on going. I was wondering why I was sweating so much. So let me start again. There's a feeling I get when I look to the west, and my spirit is crying for leaving. In my thoughts, I have seen wings of smoke through the trees, and the voices of those who stand looking. Ooh, it makes me wonder. Ooh, really makes me wonder. And this whisper that soon, if we all call a tune, then the piper will lead us to reason. And a new day will dawn for those who stand long, and the forest will echo with laughter. Whoa, 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 whoa. If there's a bustle in your hedgerow, don't be alarmed now. It's just a sprinkling for the May Queen. Yes, there are two paths you can go by, but in the long run, there's still time to change the road you're on. And it makes me wonder. Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa. Your head is humming and it won't go, in case you don't know. The pipe is calling you to join him. Dear lady, can you hear the wind blow? How did you know? Your stairway lies on the whispering wind. And then there's the musical interlude. And the last part goes like this. And as we wind on down the road, our shadows taller than our souls, there walks a lady we all know, who shines white light and wants to show how everything still turns to gold. And if you listen very hard, the tune will come to you at last, when all is one and one is all, to be a rock and not to roll. And she's buying a stairway to heaven. So there you have it, my friends. I wonder why the electricity went off all of a sudden. Anyway. I'm taking a few drinks of water here. How am I doing on time? 6:43, about 17 more minutes, 18 more minutes. 17. I've written some songs down here. Same. Now, this might be something that I continue to do on my next show. Next week, I think I might just sing a cappella songs. And from now on, I like this idea, because not only will it help improve my singing, but also, I believe one day there's going to be a want, a desire for someone to go to places and entertain them with a cappella singing. I know they have some shows like Pitch Perfect out there. I haven't seen that one. Never participated in American Idol. I did participate in the Military Idol, and I got past the first round. But when it comes to competition, there's something kind of screwy about that. It doesn't really bring out the best in people, I think. That's my opinion. But anyway, here's a song by Nat King Cole called Nature Boy. And this has been one of my favorites. I know one other song by Nat King Cole, Unforgettable. I know songs by Frank Sinatra, a few by him, 5 or 6. Dean Martin, Perry Como. But this one, Nature Boy, is an amazing song that I forget when it was made, maybe back in the 40s or 50s. And it's a really cool song if you listen to the lyrics, and it goes like this. There was a boy, a very strange, enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far over land and sea. A little shy and sad of eye, but very wise was he. And then one magic day, he passed my way. And while we spoke of many things, fools and kings, this he said to me. The greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return. The greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return. Nature Boy. Well, there's one called Grace. Grace. So this is a gospel song, which I learned. I did a solo with my wife, actually, in front of the congregation back, I guess, like around 2013, 2014. It's a really cool song. My old choir director taught us. Anyway, so it goes like this. Grace, grace, God's grace, His grace is sufficient for me, my Lord. Grace, grace, God's grace, His grace will give you the victory. Grace will keep you from falling. Yes, it will. Grace will keep you from sin. Grace will help you love everybody. Oh, and grace will give you peace within. Grace, grace, God's grace, His grace is sufficient for me, my Lord. Grace, grace, God's grace, His grace will give you the victory. So that's great. I'm so upset that my electricity went off. My fan was going here, keeping me cool. I can't believe that God would do that to me. God, man, come on, God, please. No, I'm just joking. About What a Wonderful World by Louis Armstrong. Here goes. And it is a wonderful world, my friends. Even though you might say there's a lot of evil negativity going on, you have to respect Earth for a jewel of a planet. It is all the variety of life we have here, right? You agree? Such a variety of life, right? Oh, my God. All the insects, reptiles, fish, amphibians, birds, mammals, all the life, the trees, the flowers, thousands of different types. It was like this. I see trees of green, Red roses too, I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white. I do, I see them. The bright, blessed day, the dark, sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people passing by. I see friends shaking hands, saying how do you do. They're really saying I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Well, I got about a couple more minutes left, my friends. Time has flown. And just to get you in the mood for Christmas, as you're just around the corner, I'm going to sing one verse. I think I might have time to sing What Child Is This? From Christmas Carol List, the Christmas Carol List. What child is this laid to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch are keeping. This is Christ the King, whom shepherd God and angels sing. Haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the son of Mary. Why lies he in such mean estate, where ox and ass are feeding? Good Christians fear for sinners here, the silent word is pleading. Nay, a spear shall pierce him through, the cross be borne for me, for you. Hail, hail the word made flesh, the babe, the son of Mary. So bring him incense, gold, and myrrh, come peasant king to own him. The King of Kings salvation brings, let loving hearts enthrone him. Raise a song on high, the virgin sings her lullaby. Okay, thanks, Todd. Well, that's it, my friends. The theme will be continued next week. I kind of like this. Maybe I'll change the name of my show if Doug wouldn't mind. I bugged him a lot with that, but I don't know for sure. Anyway, I wish you the best. Take care of yourselves. Make sure you get enough sunlight and fresh air and drink plenty of water. I love you very much. Take good care of yourselves, and may God bless us, everyone. Bye-bye.